So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, folks, to our special edition of Sports Talk here at the Rouse's Market in Houma on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Going to take a step into our talk and text line. Happy to welcome in now Frank Selfo, coach of Southeastern. I should say playoff-bound coach after our big win in the River Bell Classic. Thanks so much, time, coach. How you been?
I'm doing good, man. We're grinding away. It's playoff time and great time of the year, right?
Coach, congratulations. Man, I was sure glad that you get it because I thought they kind of stole everything from you last year. You didn't get a chance to play. But now you get that chance in there. And surprised me, three teams from the Southland Conference able to get in. Even Lamar with a loss able to squeak in. But, man, I'm thrilled for Southeastern and you that you're able to get in there. And a big win over Nicholls State Thursday night for the River Bell Classic.
You know, Mike, I think the greatest thing about the River Bell is it is a true rivalry. We got so many kids on both rosters from the state of Louisiana. It's pure. It is the rivalry is almost even. You know, I think we're up a game or two or something like that. Each team has won at the other team's place the last 6-7 years, and we wanted to break that streak this year, and we were able to do it. But that's I think you saw the passion. There's Nicholls. They've been riddled by injuries all year long. I thought Tommy did a great job holding that team together all year with all the injuries that they had. And for them to come in and play us like they did with the passion that they did really speaks volumes to what this rivalry is all about, that it doesn't matter the records or anything else. It's just a heck of a deal. And then Nicholls, our crowd really showed up, but so did Nicholls State. They showed up and, you know, the crowd, the band, everything else, and it was great atmosphere for us in Strawberry Stadium, and I couldn't be proud of both teams to be able to do this, you know, for the people of South Louisiana.
Coach, we saw the original, Buck Buchanan. We old enough, we saw the original, but Caleb right. Proctor, and man, what a year he's pieced together for the Lions, and now he's a finalist for the Buck Buchanan Award. But, you know, you and I, see, a guy like Gela, you know, he's way too young for that. He don't remember no Buck Buchanan. But you and I saw the original. But, man, tell everybody a little bit about Caleb. Haven't watched him, and he's not the biggest guy around from a height standpoint. But Coach, what impresses me so much about him is his ability to get off the snap, and he's such a good leverage guy to beat his opponent.
He is, Mike, and I know you watched a lot of guys over the years, and you know what he's all about. You can see talent when it's out there. I really do. I think he's the best defensive lineman in FCS football. I think he might be the best. I haven't seen everybody enough, but maybe the best defensive player in FCS football and one of the top players in the country. We've had all 32 NFL teams coming through here, you know, to see him practice and watch him play. And as good a player as he is, he's even a better person. He's the catalyst for the season that we're having right now. He had an opportunity at midterm to leave and go take a lot of money. He got tampered with more than anybody I've ever seen in my life, and he just stayed focused on what he wanted to do, which was to earn his degree from here and play a senior year with all the guys that he came in with. And this senior class, there's 25 in there. And there were five or six others that were going to probably jump in the portal till he decided to stay. Then he sat down and talked to them. They had a nice meeting, and they all talked about the commitment to the university, to each other, and to our program. And that, you know, we're reaping the benefits on the field, but I don't think you can ever get back what they have done, not only for Southeastern football, for all of Hammond and really college football altogether, to show that you don't have to bounce around. You don't have to take a little more money or even more money to get in, to enjoy and get the traditional respect that you do out of your teammates that you're going to have for a long, long time, the rest of your life, really. And I think it's sometimes we get on players of this generation about doing things, and this bunch here has been the complete opposite, and Caleb has been the lead dog in that.
Coach, give me a couple names of guys that when you started the season, maybe you weren't quite sure about, but boy, they've come through big for you as the season has kind of gone to a conclusion, regular season, now into postseason.
Our seniors are the ones that kind of led us this whole time, Mike. And our quarterbacks, these were two guys that had come in. They've never played before. They've done an unbelievable job, unselfishly splitting time back there and being able to do what we need to do for them. And because of them, the rest of the team sees that. Look, you know this. The quarterback position is the most selfish position on the field, maybe in all of sports. And those guys have just been unbelievable in their support for each other and the leadership that they provide to the rest of the team. So I think our quarterback position is the one spot where you just go, you know, that's where everything came together this year. Offensive line has been solid. Our receivers with Jalen DiMaggio is just, as good as it gets. And then, we got a running back room by committee led by Jaden Henry and DeAndre Jackson and, you know, Calvin Smith and Kyree Paul. So, you know, we've got a group of guys there. On the other side of the ball, our defensive line, Ahmad Bradley, really had a great year for us. And Josh Randall was second on the team in sacks. We talked about Proctor, Rowan Briggs, linebackers with K.K. Reno, who's, you know, just named today as a defensive player of the year in the conference. And then our secondary, that's a senior-laden bunch, Blaine Delahousie, who's been here 6 years and really stepped up and played well. Shakespeare Lewis, Ian Goodley Connolly's an all-conference player, and Zach Johnson at the other corner. We got a lot of good players, you know, and we got a chance to play a lot of players this year, Mike. And I'm fortunate. You know, I've been in this long time, and I don't think you have years like this come about every year, and I'm just so fortunate to be able to be a part of this.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Frank, how do you kind of juggle it this week? Because of the fact, you know, guys get distracted. It doesn't take much. Even old men like us, it don't take much to get distracted. But with Thanksgiving coming around, but you got a big game against Illinois State. But then you flip it. A week from now is National Signing Day. I mean, you talk about the calendar catches you. And this is where I think college football has to do a better job in working with the coaches and athletic directors, that the calendar's way too early for a signing period. This got to be moved back, because now you've got all this intertwining of conference championships, playoffs, final games of the season, that puts a lot of juggling on the coaching staff as you're entering that final week of the early recruiting, which now has become a big session because just we were talking to Coach Rybecki last night. He's expecting he'll sign 18 to 22 guys. At one time, he was maybe waiting for the February period, but now you got to do it earlier.
Yeah, listen, Mike, when you take a look at the powers that be in charge of the NCAA, you just realize how stupid they really are. These are supposedly smart people that can't do anything right. They can't get out of their own way, and they rely on people who are not in this business to give them advice, and that's what they go with. And they don't know what they're doing. So they need to rely on the people who are actually doing this each and every day. The first thing we got to do is we got to get the competition calendar and the school calendar somewhat aligned. And that's not even close right now. And like you said, now with the college football playoffs and FBS and now FCS, both the signing date is going to come at a time when there's a lot of teams continuing to play. We don't have a chance to go out and see the players. We can't get them in here for official visits because we're still playing. And that puts some people behind the eight ball. But then at the end of the day, our commitment as a coaching staff is to our team, not next year's team, not yet. It's to our team right now, and it spreads everybody thin. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. And then you got the transfer portal, which is in January, and we're talking right now about teams that are in the playoffs and their coaches are being tampered with, or their agents are tampering outside with other jobs that are going to be leaving in the midst of the playoffs. And tell me how much sense that makes. And so it's about people complain about the players not having loyalty to a program because of the transfer portal. Now we got coaches that are leaving because of they got an opportunity to go somewhere while the teams are still playing. And then you got administrators firing head coaches in the middle of the season. Then they're reaching out to other coaches at other schools, and that's tampering. So it's a complete you-know-what kind of show it is. But it's all jacked up, and we got to get some more leadership in there. We got to get some people that understand this. I would love to have Nick Saban with his information, what he knows and his knowledge. Guys who have been through this and see what we're going through each and every day and understand it because they've been through it, and have them and have somebody listen to them, not just have a committee every other week of guys who have no idea whether the ball's blown up or stuffed. And I don't know. I know I'm on a soapbox, and I apologize for that. But this is a real situation that's taking place in real time. And I think at the end of the day, the people that get hurt the most are our players. And those are the ones we should be taking care of the most.
Coach, give us a little preview of Illinois State. Bobby was like, Mike, they're the Cardinals. I said, no, they're the Redbirds. He was like, it's all the same animal, right? I was like, okay, I get it. So tell us a little bit about
which one of them, Mike. He'll eat either one of them, a Redbird or
Woody. Woody. I agree with that. Tell us a little bit about Illinois State.
Well, what you got there is you got a guy that's the head coach has been there for 17 years. They know exactly what they're doing. They've had a lot of success there in the Missouri Valley, which I think is the deepest conference in the country in FCS. And so he's had a lot of success in that conference, won a national championship a few years back. And he knows what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. Offensively, everything works at the quarterback position. That guy's really he's instrumental in the run game, pass game. A great scrambler. He takes care of the football, Mike. You look at his numbers. I think he's got 28 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. They protect him well. Do not give up sacks. But a lot of it has to do with him. He can get out of trouble or he gets the ball out of his hands. Their receivers are by committee. They've got 4 or 5 guys that they can go to at any time, and I think they feel really comfortable with them. And then their running backs, they got 2 main guys that they get the ball to, very powerful guys. You look at the profile of a Midwestern team, a powerful coming at you downhill stuff, and that's how they run the football. You're not going to have to find them too many times, but you're going to have to fight them the whole time. Defensively, they're an odd front team, and you'll see a lot of pressures. They do a lot of stuff with their front 7 off the edges, strong and weak, and also interior stuff. And our guys are going to have to do a great job identification-wise. I think their secondary is extremely good. They run well, and their coverages, they're mostly a zone team. but they do play some man, but their coverages, they mix and match them throughout the course of the game really effectively. So you're looking at a well-coached team. Look, at the end of the day, there's 24 teams left in the country. Hell, every one of them are good. So I think he could probably give the same scouting report each week from here on out on everybody. And so they're a really good football team. But you know what that means? We're in that 24-2, so we're a really good football team. And I'm looking forward to the matchup on Saturday.
You're damn right. You're a good football team, and they well coach, and that's a big tribute to you. So this coming Saturday in Strawberry Stadium, hey, fill it up, man, and make it loud and proud. Too bad, Frank, we didn't get a hot spell. And, man, really sweat them out. You know what I mean? Man, they ain't used to this kind of heat and humidity if we were able to sweat them out, you know, in late November.
Hey, Mike, I get enough of the hot spell in August. I'm enjoying the heck out of this right now. So, hey, look, I want to plug my son's got a podcast, the other D1, and I want people to go and listen to that thing. It's hilarious. Now, he's kind of goofy at times, but, boy, I tell you, they got some great insight into Southland Conference football. So, everybody be sure to tune in and get over here to Strawberry Stadium on Saturday at noon.
Coach, thanks so much. Hey, congratulations for a great season. I'm going to tell you something my cousin Tim Detail used to tell me in November. I want to talk to you next week.
Conquer in advance.
I want to talk to you next week, Mike.
I am looking forward to it, Mike. Thank you so much, buddy, for everything you do for us.
Thank you, Frank.
That was Southeastern football head coach Frank Selfo joining us here on Sports Talk.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.